Welcome back to Just Yappin'. Everybody knows we're the number one radio show in your area.
Definitely.
Definitely. I'm your host, Jace. We are joined with...
Noah.
Who is sick, kinda. And...
Zach.
Who is just Zach. So... Well, we made it exactly 10 seconds, son. New record!
Let's go.
Let's go, baby!
Yeah.
It's what I'm here for. It's what I'm here for.
It's one of my favorite songs by The Weeknd. It's a good album.
Great album.
Mm-hmm.
All of his albums are good albums. So. Mm-hmm.
I don't think he has a bad album.
He does not. Nope. 10 out of 10 discography, hopefully.
Yep.
Him as Abel.
Well, I mean, there's a couple. There's a couple.
Who's going in?
That's Drake.
I know. Sorry.
Is it Stacy?
Is it Becky? Is it Keisha? Okay, nope. That's all we can sing.
It's none of them.
Wow, that's tragic. Okay, welcome back, everybody. It is officially, what time is it? It's time for lunch. It's 9:25 in the morning.
For lunch.
We started a little late because that's what we do around here.
True Bosnack.
True bubble guppy.
Bubble guppy. God, you guys can get me on a tangent already. Bubble Guppies, top tier show. Wonder Pets, top tier show. Team Umizoomi, oh my God, don't even get me started.
Oh, yeah, I had the DS game.
What I did the heck
was that? Dude, I loved it.
Bro, Team Umizoomi was my crap.
That was the good stuff.
That was my... Never mind.
Good stuff.
Say, yeah, that was my good stuff right
that
there.
That was my jam, man.
That was my jam.
Team Umizoomi. S tier.
What do y'all know about Team Umizoomi?
Elite ball knowledge.
Elite ball.
Let me look
True
this up.
True cell alert.
True. Hang on. Team Umizoomi. There we go. What's this character's name? Hold on.
Dude.
Bot.
Dude, I love
That's
Bot.
Literally his name?
Yeah, it's Bot.
His name is Bot.
I didn't know who you were talking
fire.
About until you said Bot. Yeah, it's Bot. Dude, it's a show for like 4-year-olds. Yeah. It still goes hard, though.
It can't be more than 4 words long.
4 letters?
4 letters.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Fingle. I told you I'm sick.
Fingle.
My brain's running at 20% capacity.
Okay, nerd.
Back at it again. Welcome to Just Yapping, everybody.
Brother, what? This is what happens when Jasper decides to spawn in.
Yeah, Jasper kind of just showed up.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's like, oh, are you guys on air like you did last week?
No, we already told him.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Sorry.
I love Jasper. He's a good guy.
And I turned on the on-air sign.
On Fingal.
Yeah. I think that just kind of stays on, to be honest. I've never seen it off.
I've seen it off.
Oh, well, I'm just blind.
It was off during the last radio segment.
Oh. Well, I'm just blind in 46 countries.
Oh, what?
47 is pending, you know.
47th is
Argentina is a really hard country to be Argentina. Legally blind in.
They need you in the sweatshops, yeah.
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 Yeah. True Bosnack alert.
Bro, I want to go to Japan.
Dude, what you know about Transnistria?
You know what you know about the rep shops on Tokyo?
What you know about Transnistria?
You know about the forest, the famous forest Logan Paul visited. If you know, you know.
I think there's a body right there. I think there's someone in the tree.
That's so messed up that he did that, but at the same
Fingle!
Time. Sorry. He just had to let one out.
It's his vocal stem.
Yeah, for real.
If I don't say Fingle at least once every like 15 minutes, I start tweaking.
Yeah.
I don't need it, man.
He's like that one Jello song. I'm a swerve in that corner. Oh, whoa.
That was so like 2 months ago.
I don't know. I don't even know who that
okay,
is.
Okay, on that note, I'm ending the show right now. I just got absolutely demolished.
True.
True.
So, anyway, Spider-Man. The big board.
Fake
the
cell.
Big board. Oh, yeah. Okay, so big stuff happening this weekend. Out of the Darkness Whoa! Suicidal Prevention Walk. It is this Saturday from 12:30 to 3. You can listen to it on this station, which is WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. Woo! One of the things we can't even talk about because it already happened, Labor Day. What'd you guys do for Labor Day?
Played Cyberpunk.
Makes sense.
I watched Dexter.
I did nothing.
I played a little Helldivers.
That's not true. I put a lot of MLB The Show trying to get called up to the San Francisco Giants.
Shohan Ohtani.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's that. WBDG Alumni Day, Saturday, October 11th. It's from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. It will be on this station as well. Is anybody here going to be there?
Nope.
Probably not.
I'm going to the Out of the Darkness walk.
If Cohen's here, I'm here.
Like, actually, that's true. If Cohen does show up for whatever reason, I'm here for it. Yeah. But the probability of my higher power showing up to this is very low. So
our college king.
I can't say that. That's kind of crazy. Our college king, I guess, is the best way to say it. I was going to say Messiah, but that's probably not very nice.
Messiah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much the big board. Oh, this Friday? Friday. This Friday, Pike is taking on Ben Davis. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. like it always does. And tune in. It will probably be a good game. Who knows? Ben Davis isn't doing the hottest right now, but that's not for me to talk about. That's for someone else to talk about.
Avon's doing pretty good. They're 2-0.
Yeah. You guys are going to probably get mollywhopped by Brownsburg, though. They're ranked number 32 in the nation.
Yeah. And I'm lost. Sports talk, I'm lost.
Brownsburg, they have like all of the meh kids, but their football team is supreme.
Supreme. Just like the justice system. Supreme. Anyways.
He's shaking his head no.
Anyways.
I won't get political here because Mr. Easter will come in and murder me.
Yeah. Let's see what Bladen sent me.
With disappointment.
Blady.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who he is, but oh, yeah.
He's one of me and Cohen's friends. We all play video games together.
Fingle.
For real. He's a true cell.
If you're not perfect, you're not
if
me.
If you're not perfect, you're not me.
If you're not perfect, guess what, guys? You're not me. Good day, mate. Welcome back to Just Yapping.
You already did the intro, dog.
Hi, Jasper. Hi.
Hey.
Oh, you're in the distance.
Hi. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
True Bosnack alert.
Hey, how's it going? Okay, so back to the basics, you heard.
What do you know about the Armenian genocide?
Hiroshima was a fake.
No, you can't say that. You can't say that.
My bad.
Don't ask a Turkish national what happened in Armenia between 1915 and 1919.
Dog, what?
Bro, that's so crazy.
Don't ask Jay Schlatt what happened in 99.
Bro, that's actually valid. Every time I bring the question up to him, he's like, man, you know what happened in 99 because you were there. I'm like, you're right, brother.
Don't you remember? You were there, too.
Dang, hick.
Mater, what are you doing? I'm remembering the wars.
Mater's low-key my spirit animal. He just does what he wants. The second Cars movie, I went back and watched it, not like on Friday, and he was just vibing.
What do you know about the breakup of Yugoslavia?
I don't know.
It's bringing up the most controversial moments in world history, and we're over here.
Specifically the Balkans.
Dude, I only take high
school. There hasn't been peace in the Balkans since, you know, the Balkans existed.
I only take high school geography. I have no idea where these people are at.
I guarantee there's some random Bosnian man just cursing out the Turkish government right now. Just randomly. I guarantee there's some random
there's at
guy.
At least one.
There's some random guy in Macedonia who's like, keep Greeks out of Macedonia.
I don't think you could say that, dog. I don't even know where these countries are.
You don't know where Macedonia is?
No.
It's not one Greece. Guy, we love you.
No.
We don't love him?
We don't love Macedonian nationalists. They're extremely racist.
Oh, my bad.
Man, all I know is macadamia nuts.
Don't ask a Czech man what happened in the Balkans ever.
What's the Czechs have to do with this?
The Czechs hate everyone else.
Bro, what?
That sucks.
If there's a country in the Balkans, just presume it.
I have no
everyone.
Idea where that is.
I can show you on a Mac. A map.
Give that guy a map.
I can show you on the map where the Balkans are, and you could understand. Hold on.
Elite ball knowledge incoming.
I thought you were about to pull out a paper map.
So you see, this is where the Vulcans are. They're right next to the.
Just roll out my scroll real quick.
My school of the lies.
Bro pulled out his monk robe.
Meow 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 meow.
Cause girls is players too. What you know about sitting on the top? Down on the ops. Sorry, that's the next song that's coming up. Sorry. Players by Coil Ray.
Bingo!
We're back at it. She ain't ever. Never mind, I can't sing that song.
Is it Stacy?
Is it Becky? Is it Keisha?
Okay, that's the 3 second time we got.
Yeah, that's our 3 second timer that we can sing Nokia by Drake.
Alright, buddy. I'm showing you the Balkans. Don't you remember? You were there too.
Deny.
I just started world history, so I have no idea.
Alright. See here? That's a Balkan state.
Nice.
See here? That's a Balkan state. See here? That's a Balkan state. This area right here is the Balkans. What y'all know about Transnistria?
My god. He's giving us the lore of the entire world right now.
Dude, do you really not know Transnistria?
I just started world history. I have no idea where anything is.
Okay, Transnistria is a... it's one of... they call themselves a communist state, but they're really capitalist.
Oh, I found it.
Transnistria, it's not officially recognized by most countries in the world except Russia and itself.
Official languages. Russian?
Yep. It was a
Ukrainian.
It was an ex-Soviet state, and they refused to break off from the USSR until the USSR collapsed. And
is that why they still have that symbol in their flag?
Correct, Amundo. Yep. They still have a lot of Soviet like architecture and stuff like that. They have a couple statues of Lenin up still. They call themselves communist, but again, they're mainly capitalist. Their entire economy is ran by Russian oil that they import. And then sell to everyone else. Nice. They've been a weird buffer zone between between Moldova and Ukraine.
Yeah, and it looks like Romania too.
Huh? And Romania? I was wrong. It's Moldova and Romania. Because Transnistria, it comes from the Nistrian River, trans across the river, because their state is separated by the Nistrian River.
What do you guys know about Transylvania?
I like Fingo. To move it. I like to move it.
Sorry. Wrong movie.
That's Madagascar.
Who want to go to the Balkans with me?
Not me.
No one, I hope.
You know what? Tokyo, here we go.
Did you know Dracula was actually a real person?
What?
Yeah. He was called Vlad the Impaler. Because, he impaled people.
Let him get the song out.
I mean...
Yeah, so back in, like, maybe 1400s?
It was Ottoman Empire.
Maybe 1100s? I don't really know, but around that area.
He was Ottoman. He's either... No, was he Ottoman? No, he was Turkish. Was he Turkish? No, he wasn't Turkish. Where was he?
Vlad?
Where was he from? Where was Vlad from?
I think he was Turkish. Yeah, or he was Transylvanian.
No,
Romanian.
He was the prince of Turk, I think.
Yeah.
Turkey.
That man Romania.
Yeah, basically he was very violent and he ate lunch and drank wine while people in the back were like just random citizens and like his enemies were just impaled on these like sticks, and they just slide down slowly
as
it kills them.
Not true. He used the sticks as an intimidation tactic to defer enemies. He would put them up around settlements that he would ransack, and he would put the enemy soldiers on the pikes. That's what he would do. He would do it as an intimidation of like, it's the same as like leaving a head on a pike or like a public hanging. It's meant to scare you into submission and to not make you attack him.
Oh yeah. And then they executed him because he's like they were like this guy's nuts.
I think it was a violent coup.
Yeah, and then
don't y'all love coup d'états?
And then the place that he got executed at got cursed by a witch.
How did Just Yapping become this? Hold on, I'm flabbergasted.
Guys, this is our whisper section of
this is our Urban Whisper Week, I guess.
Urban Whisper section.
Yeah.
Dude, when you bring me on the show, you should just expect, like,
anything.
Random anything. European history. True Buznaka alert.
Get away, Jasper!
I told you it was gonna happen. I told you it was gonna happen.
Are you guys recording? Are you guys recording?
Yes!
Elmo, is that you?
Elmo's World. La 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 la. La 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 la. Elmo's World.
Yeah, bro, that was a banger.
Hello, Dorothy.
Certified Who Classy.
Yo, elite ball knowledge if you know who Dorothy is from Elmo's World.
I think I might. I'm not good with names.
It's his pet.
Dorothy. Elmo. You can't play audio. Oh, the fish?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't play audio on air. I can still hear it.
Yeah, we can still hear it, dog.
Not on there.
Low.
Yeah, it's picking up. It's still picking up, barely.
Speak!
Buznaka Artilleria. Good song. Hello. It's a Bosnian patriotic song from their Civil War.
What?
It's like,
Oh my god.
It's kind of like, Bella Ciao, the Italian song.
Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. Sorry.
Hold on, is it on our database?
Probably not.
No, not that song.
You guys know Vian Le Rose?
Yo.
Oh, that's a good song.
Elite ball knowledge right here. Do you guys know the Yu Yu Hakusho intro?
Yes, I remember.
Since you play audio, I'm playing audio.
That's
a good song.
So, I hope your guys' days are going good.
Don't ask an Italian national what happened between 1930 and 1942.
Okay, that's 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's actually 10. But yeah, I didn't even get to the song.
Searching far and wide.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Bro, I played that song to my grandma.
Me and my mom used to always watch that show.
Yeah, I've never really watched it. I'm on like episode 6.
Really? It's peak though.
Yeah, I know. I don't mess with it all that much. But the intro is fire. So here's my thing, guys. I showed my grandma that song and she knows I'm a diehard Playboi Carti fan. Like, he dies, I die, kinda. Not really. I was joking. I was trying to get you to laugh, Noah, but you didn't. Now I'm big. Sorry. Now I'm big sad. So pretty much, I showed her that song, and she's like, when's the rap? I'm like, what? No, this is just a banger, Grandma. Yeah, that's a banger. So on this week's episode of Just Yapping... He flipped the phone, and the first thing I see is that.
Yeah.
Why is there Bollywood playing?
Huh? It Bollywood. It's Allah Suri al-Bashar. It's a song that praises Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad.
What?
It's part of their propaganda machine.
Fire.
Why do I know this? Why do I know?
I was about to say, why do you know all this stuff? Like, seriously.
True Bosnak alert.
I love Big Brother.
You were born on the wrong side of the mountain. You get bombed, though. That's the Balkans in that
so
show.
So here's my thing. Do they got the greatest Yeet song of all time?
Is it Loco?
You've committed a thought crime.
Go, 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 go.
Capitalist pig.
Spider pig. Spider pig.
I wish I could have a political show. That'd be so fun.
That'd be funny.
I could just rant about politics.
Welcome to...
Over here in Bulgaria.
Welcome to Pojogan.
The off-brand of Joe Rogan. Where we talk about anything.
I don't like that guy.
A lot of people don't like that
guy. He's a bootlicker. He changes his political beliefs for every person that's on his show. Like, he acts like a communist when Bernie Sanders comes on, and then, like, J.D. Vance comes on And he's like, all hail Lord Orange.
Okay, that's all we can say.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying he's a fence sitter. That's all.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never actually dove in and watched his show.
A lot of people do watch his show.
Yeah, I know. I always make the joke that we're number two. Joe Rogan's always number one. But in all reality, I think there's so many, like, BBC News is actually number one.
Let's talk about your BBC. Wow. The flat earth guy. The flat earth guy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your BBC.
Your flat earth.
Sir, that means British Broadcasting. It does.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to let one out. Oh, I hate too many enchiladas, man.
You had to let one out, man.
I had to let one out, man.
Yeah, you know the enchiladas.
Am I too political for this show?
Probably. It's okay, though.
You're, like, on the line.
Yeah.
I walk the line.
You just can't say, like, oh, I hate, or oh, I love.
Even though we know
love chocolate. I love chocolate.
Dude, you sound like the villain in a Superman, the Bulvarian hammer or something.
I love chocolate.
Yeah, the Bulvarian hammer. He's literally just balking. That's what he's based on.
He's shoddy blocks for me, yahar.
World War I happened because of the Balkans. A Balkan state attacked another Balkan state, so Germany hopped in.
Yeah.
There will never be peace in the Balkans.
Why do you know this?
Those who know.
Elite ball knowledge.
Elite Balkan knowledge. True Bosniak.
NBA Finals. Bosniak against...
Israel.
Oh, God.
Can we bring back dueling?
Duel with a sword. Have at thee.
Get your fake Ricks off the table, dude.
I'm not on the table. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
how can I bring nothing to the table?
They're on the counter. The table?
How can I bring nothing to the table when I'm wearing Rick Owens?
We all playing Jam Wayne on the radio.
Big Rich Flavor. Anybody else going to that Jam Wayne concert?
Everyone going to the Jam Wayne concert. Is he actually coming to Indiana?
I don't know. Let me check.
I hope he is.
I don't know ball knowledge. I don't know who this is.
I'm a brick flipping, Jack
Dean sipping.
It's the only lyrics I know by Jam Wayne.
Yeah, facts.
Everything else is so forgettable.
Jam Wayne tour. There's been no upcoming dates.
No!
You almost went Chewbacca there for a moment.
Show booking last. No, he seriously has a show booking thing. Should I be like, hi, this is a representative.
Can you come on BDTV? Or
I would love WBDG. For you to
How
come
dare
on
you?
WBDG.
Get out.
I would love for you to get on. Oh my god, this is the greatest close up of all time. Of
Let me see.
Hang on,
Jambalaya Wayne. Dude, I could mess up.
I love Jambalaya.
Dude, send me that. Take a screenshot and send me that.
I got you.
Appreciate that, 4NM.
Have you ever had Jambalaya?
Dude, I love Jambalaya.
My mother once had a recipe for Jambalaya.
Dude, I love Cajun food.
It almost killed her.
Knew it.
I love Cajun food. No,
it's
dude, give me some beignets.
It's a line from a show.
Facts.
I love beignets. I just love Cajun food.
You know what I love?
I love Haitian Creole culture.
Yeah. We pay.
They know how to make flavor with
Doug.
Spice.
42 Doug.
41 Unk.
41 Unk.
42 Doug is the evolution of 41 Unk.
For real.
That's a lot of Aaron Davis's.
41 hoes. Jet to the DM.
Yeah. That's crazy. I sent you to the thing, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Hello. I'm a Jam Wayneite.
Bro, that's crazy.
Excuse me, sir, Bruce Wayne. Do you know Jam Wayne, sir?
And on that note, you know we're going to end it off with the fact that Jam Wayne is the greatest musician of all time.
I thought it was Cardi.
Besides, no, it's Jam Wayne.
Jam Wayne clears Cardi.
Cardi's such a mumble rapper. Jam Wayne clears.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to agree with that one. Cardi will always be my number one, though.
41.
All right, everybody say your last things.
There will never be peace in the Balkans. The day there's peace in the Balkan states, it's the day that hell freezes over.
Lex Luthor is part of Superman's secret team.
And on that note, we are gone.
Brick flipping, Jack D. Sip.